Alex, you guys had really good first and third periods where you pretty much dominated the game. What went well for you in those two periods?
Yeah, I thought our energy was really high. I thought we were good in the forecheck. We were moving pucks out of our zone really quickly. I thought we had all 20 guys were committed to playing the right way, and it's contagious. Obviously, got away from that a little bit in the second period. Had some tough changes, a little bit longer shifts, and we knew that they were going to come out and have a good period after, I think, our first period. I thought we dominated, obviously, except for the goal against there. But we were able to regroup and get ready for the third, and I thought everyone came out flying.
Are you baiting a pass on that play on your goal? Are you baiting pass and just waiting for the chief?
No, I think I saw him kind of he kind of got off balance there. So I was honestly just looking to get pucks to into the crease. I thought we weren't doing it enough in the second period. So in the third, I was just trying to get pucks on net and get bodies in the net. I think he went to go back to his post and he was a little bit off balance. So I tried to throw it off his leg or anything and got lucky.
Did you see it the whole time? Because you never stopped. You just kept going. And
yeah, I saw it trickling across. You can see it through the net. So I got lucky that I came in, and Kezzy made a really good play there to get the defenseman and give me a lot of time and space.
How did Henry become a goal scorer?
I don't know. He was shooting the puck really well. So hopefully he keeps that up. We'll win a lot more games if that happens.
How do you keep on frustration? I mean, you guys were doing a lot of things well for 40 minutes, but, I mean, so many blocks, so many misses. Just what did you get?
Post in the first period, too. First 10 minutes, we had, I mean, it's really easy. And I'd say 3 months ago, it would have been 5-1 loss, honestly. And you just see the maturity. You see the change. You see no one was down. We were pushing each other. We were pressing each other. We were making sure each other were held accountable and making sure we were doing the right things the whole time. And it was awesome. Like I said, it was contagious. I mean, we had line after line after line going out there and playing the right way, even if they had a good shift against us, because, hey, they got a lot of good players over there and they're a good team and they're well coached. So if they're going to come out and we know they're going to have a good shift, we have to have a better one right after that.
What do you think about Dylan's third period?
Oh, he's great. I thought his poise of the puck, he's making plays. He was really good in the forecheck, but he was just so smart out there. I mean, he was controlling the play, and it's really good to see.
How about, I mean, the first shift you guys had together, you go flying down, you get it to Tage right away. It's like you guys never were apart. And the same thing with Cousins' line. They score right away, first time out there. It seems like you guys were never apart, and you've been apart for a while.
Yeah, no, I mean, once we're playing, just you got to go out and play your game. And like you said, we've played a ton of games together, so I kind of knew where Tom was going to be. I mean, it's really hard to miss a 6'6", 220-pound guy out there, so he's calling for it. I know it. So, I mean, he got to the right spot, and we were just trying to play big and fast and get pucks in the net, and we were able to do that. I thought our line easily could have had two or three in the third period, and we just wanted to keep going, and we were able to get one.
Tage has often said he loves playing with Jordan Greenway. What is it that he brings to a line that you guys enjoy playing with him?
Oh, he's so good in the forecheck. He's so good defensively. I mean, it just makes it easier. He's just a big body out there holding on the pucks, turning pucks over. He just sucks to play against. I just remember, like, just growing up playing with him, playing against him. He's terrible to play against because he's so big and he's a good skater. He's lanky. He's smart. And he plays with that grit, and it's awesome. It's contagious. It's easy. It's a lot of fun, and I just wish he would have put that in the empty net.